Find out more at cwbs.org.
Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Terribly distressing occurrence last night. I've been fortunate enough to be the Catholic Radio's Renaissance man for 8 years in a row, mostly on the back of winning the Humility Award. Well, apparently somebody heard me saying, I think I'm going to win the Humility Award again this year. And that was enough to disqualify me. Yeah, you can't think you're going to win the Humility Award. And if you win it, you can't tell anybody about winning it. So this could be the first year I lose it. This is humiliating. Delighted to have you with me here on The Doctor Is In. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. Thank you for joining me today. The program is a call-in program. The number is 877-573-7825, 877-57-EQUAL. You call in. You don't need a query letter to get my attention. You don't need an agent. You don't need a lawyer. You need a phone number. You call in. Question about something that matters to you. Personally, emotionally, psychologically, faithfully, situation in your life, a person in your life, a stressor. Notice I didn't say stress. Stress is the reaction. Stressor is what causes the reaction. Anything along those lines, we are not going to diagnose you here. I'm a psychologist, but I'm not going to diagnose you. I'm not going to counter any therapist. I'm not going to step in on anybody who's seeing a therapist. But what we can do is give ideas and nuggets, notions. If it's a kid, a kid could be smarter than you. I mean, a five-year-old is outthinking you. This is not good. And the five-year-old could outthink me. I've had pretty much most of my five-year-old children outthink me. But together, you and I have an IQ above that of a five-year-old. So, 877-573-7825. Good parents, like a good therapist, have instincts. They sense. They know certain things in their gut, in their belly. A good therapist, for example, will listen to a client speak and maybe have an uneasy feeling that there's some other issue, some other piece of the puzzle that's there, but they can't put their finger on it. They just know. How do they know? If you ask them at that point, why do you think there's more to this? I don't know. It's just a sense I've got from doing therapy for years and years. Yeah, maybe that's it. Or a parent whose teenager brings home a friend. And you meet the friend. Something about the friend doesn't sit well with you. If you were asked at that moment, we'll write it down. Do a paragraph here, a little personality description on what it is about this kid that bothers you. You would say, I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Or stretch it out. Take a fireman who is in a building, and the building is burning. And all of a sudden, the fireman says, get out, get out, get out, get out. He and his buddies get out of there fast. The roof collapses. If you ask him, did you see the roof weakening?
No.
Did you hear anything? Not that I recall. Well, then, how did you know to get out of there? I don't know. It was just a real powerful instinct. Years of being around fires. Years of this kind of stuff. There is a lot of research that indicates what we call intuition. And this seems to be a quality more shared by women than men. What we call intuition is really processing of an enormous amount of information coming in via our senses, heading into our brain, getting processed. And we can't at the moment know exactly why we're thinking the way we're thinking, or why we're choosing the action we're choosing, or why this kid bothers us. Excuse me. Almonds before the show. Let me drink my pop here. Okay. Why the fireman sensed that there was danger. Why the police officer doesn't want to approach a building, even though he doesn't see anything threatening. There's something making his spidey senses pick up. I've had occasions in therapy where after the session, the whole intake, I'd say to myself, something's missing. I can't. This doesn't fit. This just doesn't go together. Why? Excuse me again. Later, as I ponder through what the client told me, I might say, that's it. That's it. When she said blank, that fit with what he said. Or sometimes it doesn't happen until 2-3 sessions later where they tell you something and you say, there it was. That was the missing piece of the puzzle that was making me feel instinctively there was more to this story. Intuition is a uniquely human characteristic. In some respects, I ponder, when you die and go to heaven, obviously you don't have your body until the final judgment. So you're essentially a spirit. Your soul is there. Well, you can't recognize your loved ones, not by body anyway. You can't look and say, hey, that looks just like my dad. Is that you, Pop? No, how do you know? Well, obviously there's some kind of intuition, something, infused knowledge. And maybe what we call intuition on this earth is a foretaste of how we will know in heaven. How will that occur? You obviously can't have input through your senses when you do not have your body with you in heaven. So some way, somehow, you got to know stuff. I've come to respect intuition, whether it's from a parent, a therapist, a professional in some field. Doctors can sit and listen to you list your symptoms, and something sits uneasy with them and they can't verbalize it. They explore it later and say, that's it. That's what it was. So what we call intuition is really a whole bunch of information coming in at the same time based upon our experience and our knowledge, which we then put in a big ball and a lump, come up to some conclusion that only later do we know why we came to that conclusion. So I tell parents all the time, Learn to trust your instincts. Instincts can be a parent's best friend. You don't always have to know why something sits uneasy with you, why you're not sure about giving a child permission to do something. I had a mother once tell me, if my belly is sending me messages, and I have no idea why I'm reacting this way, I just know that I'm uneasy, real uneasy about what I'm being asked or what I'm being told. She said, I've learned to trust that. Because later on, more often than not, I found out that my belly was telling me something that turned out to be true. Instincts are good things. They are God's gift. And the more experience you have at something, the more likely your instincts and your intuition will give you information. 877-57-EQUAL. I'm Dr. Ray Grady. I'm sensing callers up there. Andrew, I'm sensing they're there.
The Doctor Is In is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Welcome back to Crest in the Afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. The single most important moment in Catholic history took new meaning today when the East...
What would happen if Ave Maria Radio suddenly went off the air? Where would you hear Al or Teresa or Father John? Would you just be plumb out of luck? No, because you can hear us online on your own computer on virtually every smart device on the market today. You can access Ave Maria Radio no matter where you are in the world, regardless of time of day, as long as you have a computer or a smart device, like an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod or an Android, any smart device. All you need to do is go to your online app store and download the Ave Maria Radio app. You never have to lose signal. You never have to miss your favorite program ever again. It's so easy to do that it's amazing that everyone isn't doing it already. It's what you want, how you want it, available when you want it most. Ave Maria Radio. Heard where radios aren't available.
Ever thought you'd make a bundle by trading in or selling your used vehicle only to find out it's worth a dinner for two? Well, it's much more valuable to donate your vehicle to Ave Maria Radio. Thousands of Americans donate their vehicle each year. The donation to Ave Maria is easy, tax-deductible, and supports our efforts to evangelize. A year from now, will you remember that dinner or your gracious and selfless donation? Go to AveMariaRadio.net to find out more. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Doctor Is In. My website's drray.com, drray.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. Book excerpts, speaking schedule, email address, all of that stuff. This program is produced by Ave Maria Radio Communications, heard globally, EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Around 250 stations. Also heard on Sirius Satellite XM Radio. I'm not allowed to be on there because sometimes I'm just not serious enough. Channel 130. Okay. Let's see what we got up there on the book. Derwin's calling from California. He said his wife had a dream where in the dream, Mary, our Blessed Mother, appeared to her. And Derwin's saying, what do we make of this, Doc? Hi, Derwin.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Okay. Well, what'd you make of it?
Well, you know, me and my wife, we're very strong in our faith, and I know, I think Virgin Mary is trying to say something to me and her that we need to continue to to serve and to show other people that she's there for everybody. And this is my kind of take of it. So I just wanted to get an advice from you, sir.
So you think it was legit? You think that, in fact, this dream apparition to your wife was an action by the Blessed Virgin? Berwyn, did you go away?
Nobody can just talk about the Blessed Virgin Mary the way my wife did, and she'd say every detail and everything that she appealed to her, and she was like alive right in front of my wife.
Well, I don't know. Now, you're talking to a guy who's more likely to think that this was your wife's dream. She is obviously devoted to the Blessed Virgin, and you tend to dream about things that matter to you. So, I could see the fact that this is something that occupies your wife's thinking time, so she dreamt about it. I personally would be slow to say, oh, it's a message from the Blessed Virgin, she's talking to me straight on. Now, the fact that your wife says the Blessed Virgin told me things that made a lot of sense, dovetail well with our church's teaching, I think that simply means that your wife could understand what is good and true about living the Christian life, and therefore, in her dream, she just reiterated it. I would be cautious about attributing this to an appearance of the Blessed Virgin in your wife's sleep. That said, that does not mean that your wife didn't have some beautiful thoughts in her dream about how to live well and about how to tell people about our Blessed Lady. There's my thoughts on that, Erwin. Good call. Thanks, buddy. I'm going to talk further about dreams sometime. Let's see what we got. Also, Sean. Sean from Kansas. Dr. Ray, you were talking about gut instinct. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
What do you mean?
I'm referring to your commentary. I just came in at the last minute about the gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
What if you get that gut instinct about your spouse? Because I've been previously married and married a woman who didn't have children and never been married before. And I have the gut instinct that she's not that compatible with my situation with my children and my ex-wife. And this has been going on for 4 years, and it's not working.
Well, I'd say a couple things on that, Sean. What you say you are civilly married to this woman?
Correct. That's correct.
So you got married outside the Catholic Church?
Correct. For medical reasons before we got married in the church, and we have not got married.
Okay.
In the church yet.
So basically in the church's eyes you're living with this woman?
Yes, with okay. My children, but we're sleeping in separate rooms.
Okay.
Abiding by that.
Hmm. I think you might want to talk to a priest about this, on how to straighten out this scenario. I also think that what you're calling gut instinct is a building sense that you and this woman are not real compatible. At least that's what you sound like you're saying. I'm not saying it. Sounds like you're saying
it. Yeah, I know.
So when I say gut instinct, I'm more or less meaning you can't really put into words exactly what it is that is causing this sense or this feeling. In your case, it sounds like if I were to ask you, hey, Sean, what's going on with this woman you're living with? You would say, well, this, and this. You'd be able to verbalize it.
Yes.
So what you're calling a gut instinct almost seems to me to be your conclusion that this isn't working out like you thought it would. And the troubles and the friction is building. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're correct.
All right. Well, I think that's why you need some help sorting through this in terms of where it puts you in the church's eyes regarding what exactly is the status here that you have with this woman that you're living with, and how this is affecting your kids and the whole situation with your ex-wife, all of that. There's a lot to be sorted through here if you want to be a faithful Catholic. Okay?
Yeah.
So this isn't just the church's rules that they've concocted, this little set of marriage rules that they expect everybody to follow. Well,
yeah,
in fact,
I do understand.
Yeah, this is something that pretty much comes from Christ himself. It's like our priest always used to say, don't argue with the church, argue with Christ. So, all right, Sean, good luck there, buddy. All right, man.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Jennifer, Washington Township, Michigan. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you there?
Good.
Now, you're being redundant in your question. You know that, don't you? You said 10-year-old daughter, moods.
And she was moody even when she was little, so this is worse now.
It's kind of repetitive, isn't it? 10-year-old daughter, moods kind of thing.
Yes.
When you say moods, what moves them up and down, mostly?
Sometimes it's fatigue or not eating, but I try to take care of that. But she can wake up and be, like, so happy and so sweet, or she wakes up and everything I say, she's like, to everybody, me, her, you know, her siblings. And I just feel like, you know, I've tried having her, you know, write essays. I've tried to sing, trying being positive so she can be positive.
It's a new day. Let's all just sing, I love you, you love me. Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, what? Disrespectful to her.
There you go. You said it before I did. When a parent talks about a child's moods, oftentimes what they're saying is the bad moods, not the good moods. I mean, you're not going to complain if she gets up one morning and is really happy, and then the next morning she's joyful, and then the next morning she's peaceful, and then the next morning she's calm, and then the next morning she's happy again. You would never say, Dr. Ray, help!
Yeah.
No, what you're saying is it's the bad moods.
Yes.
And even at that, Jennifer, you probably wouldn't be that upset if the bad moods didn't translate themselves into nastiness or disrespect.
Right.
Correct?
Right. Yes.
Well, good news and bad news, my dear. I am not sure there is anything you can do to totally, totally level out these moods. Okay? She's probably on the very front end of puberty, and so that's probably kicking in here some.
Right.
That's the bad news. Here's the good news. You got to have some good news here. You didn't call me for bad news. You already got it. The good news is we are probably, in attempting to get along with your daughter. What's your daughter's name?
Hannah.
I have a Hannah. Yes, yes. It's the root word for Hannah. It comes from the Greek kanoiai, which means the moody one. Yeah, look it up. So, Hannah, you probably have allowed an awful lot of disrespect, rolling of the eyes, whatever, Mom. Because if you feel like if you didn't, oh my gosh, this kid would be getting 72 essays a day.
Yes.
Right? Okay, I know that. So what one unwittingly happens here, Jennifer, is that we tolerate a lot of stuff that we shouldn't until we've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I want a 500-word essay. Oh, Mom, I didn't even say anything. I can't believe you do this to me. I wasn't even nasty. And then you sit there and you doubt yourself, and you're thinking, why can't I get along with my daughter? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
My experience is, dear lady, you need to Sit down with Hannah. Say, you know what, Hannah? I'm not being very nice to you. I'm allowing you to talk and act in ways that are just not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do this at school, Hannah. And you don't
she's really good at school.
That's right. And you don't do it to most other people. So I would be totally wrong to allow you to do this to me. I'm sorry. From now on, here's what we're going to do about it. Each and every time, sweetheart. Each and every time. And if it gets to the point where flat out you haven't written yet, you go to your room until it's written. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your room, write the essay. We're not, Hannah, we are not going to live this way. I'm not going to do this. You don't have to be threatening about it, Jen. Just kind of a calm, quiet, I am in no mood to mess with this. This is Dr. Ray, 877-57-EQUAL, 877-573-7825. Get in the line. Got some open lines there. Got them. Call up.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Dunha-Garmo, co-publisher and editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News. It's a news magazine for the Chaldean community, about the Chaldean community, and for anyone who wants to engage the Chaldean community. As Christians from Iraq, Chaldeans are proud supporters of Ave Maria Catholic Radio. We invest many hours into this monthly news magazine to keep you invested in the community. You can subscribe or advertise today. Contact us at www.chaldeannews.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
How does a young Catholic high school student look at life and keep the faith in secular America? This is Peggy Stanton. Tune into Power from the Pews when I interview G.R. Dulac at 1:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
Father John Ricardo continues with the Alpha 201 series on our next edition of Christ is the Answer. After completing the Alpha course, many parishioners had experienced major changes in their lives and wanted more. Father Ricardo and his pastoral team developed Alpha 201. It continues on our next edition when the topic is surrender. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the answer.
Greg here. Thank you so much for joining me here on The Doctor Is In. Doing my own stunt voices, pronouncing all the difficult words myself, meretricious, exculpate, all difficult words, no body doubles, doing my own discipline. Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, showtime hours. Josie is calling from New Jersey. Hi, Josie.
I'm here.
Hi, sweetie. Now,
hi, Dr. Gray.
You have not seen your son in 10 years?
Just about 10 years, yes.
What happened 10 years ago, Josie?
Nothing that I can think of. Absolutely nothing. He was, his father passed away 12 years ago, and 2 years after, I met a gentleman, wonderful person, we were just companions. We did not live together. We did not really get together. We were just a company for me, and I was a company for him. And my son got very uptight about that. He said he and his wife would have never done that. And I suppose, I'm assuming this is the reason. Other than that, I have no clue whatsoever what got into him.
Well, now, wait a minute. Josie, you just said it. When I said what happened, you said, I have no idea. And then you went on to say, well, I met a guy after my son's dad passed away, and my son didn't like that.
Absolutely.
Now,
I didn't finish.
Are you still seeing this fella?
No, the fella died. He died about 8 months ago.
So, in the meantime, the whole time you were seeing this man, your mm-hmm. son's attitude was, I'm not going to have anything to do with you if you do this to Dad.
Absolutely.
Would it matter, Josie, would it matter now if you contacted your son? He probably knows this, but if you contacted your son and you're saying, I'm not seeing this gentleman anymore.
I did.
And that didn't make any difference to your son because you already committed the unforgivable sin.
Exactly. I did that already. I called him several times and I told him that he passed away and I have nothing to do with him or his family. I live by myself. I'm on my own. And I like very much to see him. I like him to come back to the family. And actually, I related the message because he refused to pick up the phone. He refused to pick up the phone, so I thought his wife told her.
Josie, how old is your son?
My son is 55 years old.
Oh, gee.
Yes.
So back when he was 45.
Just about that.
And his father died.
Yes.
He thought you were being terribly disloyal.
Absolutely.
To the memory of Dad. And he said, as an adult, now this was not a 22-year-old kid, this is a 45-year-old, he basically said, Mom, you can't do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Josie, up to the time he was 45, did you have a decent relationship with him?
No, he hardly came to see me.
Okay.
Very few times.
All right, sweetie.
When his father died, I had to beg him to come.
All right. So now you got the piece of the puzzle here. Like I talked about in the top of the show, the piece of the puzzle. You got a kid that for whatever the reason, and you and I can't go into this now, for whatever the reason, you never had a good, close relationship with him.
Exactly.
Once your husband died, who I'm going to assume that he had a better relationship with. Once that happened...
Not really.
Okay.
No.
This is the second time I've been wrong in the last 12 years.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that he had then his final excuse for cutting off all ties with Mom.
Uh-huh.
Josie, you be peaceful. You be at peace that... You quit looking for whatever you might have done wrong. It doesn't sound from what you're telling me you did anything wrong by seeing this guy.
Okay.
Your son has got his own problems about this.
Yes.
You didn't do it, sweetheart. You don't need to sit here beating yourself up because somehow, some way you drove your son away. You didn't do anything wrong. He, for whatever the reason, has decided to be this way toward you.
How do I get him back?
I don't know if you can, honey. When somebody decides to write you out of their lives, if it's a kid or a parent, a sister, oftentimes, unless it's something we can undo, some kind of hurt or problem we caused, we can't change their way of thinking. You tried. You essentially said, look, I'm not doing this anymore. And he essentially said, it doesn't matter because you did it.
Exactly.
So, my dear, just know, you be at peace. Know that you didn't do something wrong to push this boy away. This was okay. something that he's always been nurturing for probably since he was 15 years old or whatever
exactly.
it was.
Exactly. Several times he mentioned to my sister that he wasn't happy the way we've raised him.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, look. I shouldn't say look. That's forgive me for saying look. It's too commanding a word. I don't like it. You look back on your motherhood. You say, I did the best I could do in
exactly.
raising this young man. I did what God wanted me to do. And that's it, sweetheart. So, how old are you, Josie?
Me?
Yes.
85.
85. God bless you. You know what? You sound sturdy and strong.
I am. I feel fine. I feel great.
God bless you.
Considering I had cancer 10 years ago.
Well, I got to tell you, you lifted my spirits. Maybe I didn't lift yours, but you lifted mine.
Okay. Thank you
right,
so
sweetheart.
Much.
Thanks
Dr.
for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That bugs me. It bugs me. You got a kid. Well, this guy's not a kid anymore. He's 55. And he's basically clinging to his lack of forgiveness toward his mother. I don't know if he's Christian or if he isn't. I don't know if he's just decided this God thing is something he doesn't even want to pay any attention to. But his mom's 85 years old. Bless her heart. He can't find a little seed inside himself that essentially says, hey, I'm going to repair some of this with my mom. I see this a lot. I see these adult kids who are still brats. You know? One line open. 877-573-7825. This is Dr. Ray. I'll be right back.
Myler & Zipka Certified Public Accountants is proud to support Ave Maria Radio Programming. Myler & Zipka offer great services to WDEO listeners in Metro Detroit for all of your accounting and tax needs. Call Ken Zipka and let him know you appreciate him helping to keep Catholic Radio alive in this area. Ken can be reached at 734-930-5500. That's 734-930-5500. Or on the web at mspccpa.com.
Do you know what your child prays for? I'm not asking if your child says their prayers at night. I'm asking what your child asks Jesus in prayer. The men of the Sacred Hearts come into your home and show you how to have your family take the time to pray together every day. You will begin to hear your child's fears and their problems through family prayer.
The Men of Sacred Heart show us how to pray for each other and to trust in Jesus with what was bothering us that day.
The Men of the Sacred Hearts trust Our Lady to bring children back to prayer. And so should you. Learn more. It's time to regain our most precious gift from God.
Our children.
Visit menofthesacredhearts.org. The Ave Maria Radio app is available for all Apple and Android users. Listen to Ave Maria Radio live or listen to your favorite shows whenever you want, on demand. Like what you heard? Post a link on your email, Facebook, or Twitter account in just two taps. You can even leave a voice message on our feedback page. Purchase books or look up references from our hosts and guests, and it's all absolutely free. Just go to the App Store and type Ave. It's just that simple. The Ave Maria Radio app.
Doing yourself, Andrew. Andrew Krucek is my producer for this program. You call up, you get Andrew. He's the call screamer, official phone picker-upper, of The Doctor Is In. Young kid. Young kid. Early, mid-30s. Young kid. Jeez. My ball glove is older than that. Let's see. Marty's calling. Marty's calling from, is this Mexico? Marty, is that right?
Yeah, I'm living in Mexico.
Well, thank you for the call. How did you get the program?
I listen to you online every day, and I'm really excited to actually be able to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sweetheart, and I appreciate that. Now, I do need a passport. You have a passport?
Yeah, you have to have a passport. Come visit me.
Okay. Hi. Now, you say you have a sense, a feeling, an intuition that something is wrong in your family. What do you mean?
Well, I've been here 7 years. I moved here. Well, I married my husband in the Catholic Church. I converted because he was Catholic, and well, not because he was Catholic, because God called me to be Catholic. Been here living 7 years. I went home in January. My dad had a heart attack, and I came back in February. Stayed like 6 weeks. And now I just have this feeling that something's wrong with my mom. She sleeps all the time. They don't call me. I don't hear any news from them. And I mean, you and I could talk for hours and hours, and there's so many questions I could ask you because I'm, you know, so many things run through my head. And I just wanted to know, are women's intuitions, or how often are they right, the woman's intuition?
Well, here,
you know, that sixth sense.
You helped me out here, Marty, because you said I had a feeling, and I was first thinking that you were saying, Dr. Ray, I don't know what to base it on. I just have a feeling something is wrong. But then you went on to say, my mom is sleeping a lot more. I think you
she's three-dimensional.
I'm sorry?
Pre-dimensional.
Oh, okay. Pre-dementia.
I'm sorry. I can't even speak English
anymore.
That's
okay, sweetie. That's fine. So you're seeing some personality changes in your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Little subtle stuff that she's not quite the way her personality was. Is that it?
You hit the nail on the head.
All right, sweetie.
And I've never had a lot of contact with them since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's not that they don't agree with me being here. They don't come visit. They don't send things. They don't call. I'm the one that calls them.
You moved away with your husband.
Yes.
Did they have any resentment about that, like you were abandoning them and the family?
No, because when I went home and my dad had a heart attack, the only one that really said anything was my brother. And I mean, they don't have resentment. They say I have to do what I have to do.
Okay. The question for you, dear, is from this distance, what can you do about your mom? If in fact there's evidence through a doctor or through somebody who's seen her and assessed her, that she's on the front end of a dementia, a deteriorating process, then you may decide, I got to figure out how to support my dad. Is he still alive, I assume?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay. And he's taking care of her?
Yeah, he takes care of her.
Okay. So you'll have to decide.
He went back to work after.
Okay.
He went back to work after his quadruple bypass, 75 years old.
Woo! God bless him, he's strong. You have to decide, Marty, what can you do from that distance? Can you go back home a few more times? Can you look in on your mom and see exactly what her mental state is? Can you contact your brother and say, what's happening with mom? What's happening with dad? Because what I think you're experiencing is that your elderly parents are now starting to have health problems. And they're not as self-reliant as they once were. And you're picking up on this. And what you call intuition is based upon just the information that you're getting. And I think what you're saying is, I'm worried that it's more serious than I'm seeing.
I think it is, and she will have, I don't know if it's a dream, I have an older sister, she's a nurse. No one can actually take care of your parents as well as you think you can. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, I think, I can take better care of them than what they do. But when she told me about it, and my mom will have these feelings that she talked to me and that we had a long conversation, and she'll talk to my sister about it. My sister will call me and say, did you do this? And I'm like, no.
I'd say this, Marty. Keep in touch through your siblings. See if they can keep you up to date on what's going on at home so you can make decisions. If you're able, if you got the finances and you got the time to get back there a little more often, because I think you're scared that mom and dad are getting older and they're slipping a little bit. Your mom with mental slippage, your dad physically, even though he's back at work, quadruple bypass, pretty big thing. So given that, I think you want to be involved a little more in these years. Bless you for calling, Marty, and appreciate you listening, going through that extra trouble. Thank you, honey. This is Dr. A, one last break, and then we'll talk to the end of the show.
Republicans, Democrats, no matter which political party is in office, there are always investment opportunities to be found. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds won't compromise the moral beliefs of its investors. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. The portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and moral values. Call toll-free 866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Why are bishops requesting the Shroud of Turin exhibit for their diocese? Why do believers and non-believers alike explore the Shroud from different perspectives, including religion, history, art, archaeology, forensics, and science? Come and experience for yourself this exhibition that touches the soul, awakens the heart, and challenges the intellect. Visit the first U.S. stop of this stunning audio-guided experience at St. John's Church on Rochester Road in Royal Oak. Details at ShroudExpo.com. That's ShroudExpo.com or 248-556-5011. Dr. Suhail Mati practices the art of dentistry at Advanced Dentistry Center.
We're more than just a general dentistry. Imagine fixing cavities without a numbing shot. We can do that.
Dr. Mati graduated from the prestigious Tufts University and is expanding his practice, opening opportunities for you and your family, even with Saturday hours. Conveniently located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. Call 248-594-9592 or click AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
Not a real doctor, can't give shots. Head doctor. Joe from New Jersey. Hi, Joe.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Sure. Is this divorce a done deal?
It's got so much involved in it. My wife is very, very... very hard and can be very evil. She has the court system involved, and a lawyer that's taking all of our money and won't let me talk to her, and won't let any third party talk to her. Like if Dr. A wants to pick up the phone and call her and try to talk to her about reconciliation or anything that would be positive to move in a Christian way, she can't.
She is absolutely determined to get a divorce?
If she filed for divorce, I would have to say yes. But not if I had a chance to talk to her, or not if someone had a chance to talk to her and let her. She puts herself in the hands of others all the time, like the court system. And
why are you not home anymore, Joe?
Because she had me pull out of the house.
How?
You file for divorce. Because when you file for divorce in New Jersey, they have a little bit of a trick where they pull the carpet out from underneath the guys, even if you didn't do anything wrong. After she filed for divorce, we had an argument, and then the argument, she went down to the courthouse, and her lawyer filed for what they call a temporary restraining order, which a judge grants because there's no reason for two people to live in the same home, especially if they're not financially strapped, which we're not, thank God. They don't let you live in the same home if there's a divorce pending. It can only get, they call it the O.J. Simpson thing. It can only get bad. It can't get better. My wife's not a very reachable person. My wife is not a very open, forgiving person. My wife may have, in 20 years of marriage, she may have apologized.
Okay, we could go on a long time about all the bad stuff.
How do you get to see your kids? I don't get to see my 17-year-old. My 17-year-old, high school straight-A student, she's allowed to call me. Listen to this. In New Jersey, what they've done. She's allowed to call me. I'm not allowed to call her. And
the restraining order, Joe, is for not only your wife, but your kids?
Yeah, not for my 20-year-old.
Okay,
my
20-year-old
is at Penn State University, and her and I have an open communication. Okay. We're good.
I can give you some unsettling news here. I know you're thinking, if I get a chance to talk to my wife, maybe I could straighten all this out. From what you're describing...
If I call talk to my wife, I go to get arrested.
Well, that's right. But from what you're describing, it doesn't sound like you can change her mind. For whatever the reason, sadly, tragically, she is determined. She's vehement about getting away from you.
Yes, she is.
Talk to your attorney and find out what you can do regarding... when will your daughter turn 18?
Next March. She just turned 16.
Got about a year.
But she's allowed to call me, and she just won't. And she's just stubborn like a mom.
Either that or, again, there's probably things she thinks you did wrong, too. And sitting and listening to her mother describe you may poison her some. I don't know, but that's a very common thing.
Well, my Bible says 70 times 7. I don't know what everybody else
is. I'm sorry for you, Joe. When you have a spouse absolutely determined to get out, to break the marriage, to essentially say, this is miserable, I'm not living here, I'm not forgiving you, you're evil and wrong and terrible, you're done. What you basically can do is, through an attorney, try to get the most amicable settlement you can. And also try to keep up contact with your kids, because it sounds like, from what you're describing, your wife wants absolutely no contact with you at all. She doesn't want to talk to you in any way to reconcile. So that's a tragedy, Joe. I'm sorry for you. Let's go to Mary. Mary in California. I believe Mary emailed me, didn't you, Mary? Mary?
Yes, I did.
I thought you
did. Yes, I did.
Where is this overnight trip to?
It's about four hours away from our home. It's to Disneyland.
Mary, are you on a speakerphone?
I took you off. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, okay, you're a little more clear now. Who's taking this trip that your son has gone on?
It's a family that we know from school. He's been with the same classmates since kindergarten, and I know they attend our parish, but we don't have like a real close interaction. We just kind of know them pretty superficially.
Well, you answered your question.
That's what I thought. But I'm having a hard time trying to explain it to my husband and my son.
Will your husband overrule you?
Well, he kind of, see, we talked about it, and we had made a decision, and then I said, my son said, well, I want to talk about it, and I said, well, you know what, talk a little bit to your dad, because I was doing something, and I said, talk it over to your dad, but then he told them, well, I think it's okay, I think it's all right, and And then we went to talk to the parish priest, and the parish priest kind of said, well, he's 12. He might be ready to demonstrate that he's responsible and make
it's not a matter of him being responsible, Mary. It's a matter of, do you know these people enough to let your son go with them for at age 12? I was thinking this kid was 15 and 16. This kid's 12. So, you know, overnight with people that you kind of sort of know, you really know little about them, bottom line. And you don't know what they will permit, what they will allow, what their son is allowed to do, what things that your son will see and do. You don't know this. And, yeah, if he's worldly exposed to something, it may not ruin his psyche. But what it will do is it'll take that piece of his innocence away that you'll never get back, at least until... So, the question here is your husband.
Yes.
Is he willing to go along with you on this?
Well, I talked to him since then, since like my last email. I talked to him since then, and what happened is that we actually... I'm not going to be... stepping over you because you're the man of the house and the authority, and I don't want to take that away from you and from my kids. So if you decide to do this, it's on you, basically, is what I said. And so he kind of, I guess, thought about it, and he said, well, I guess you're right. We'll talk to him tonight. And we did talk to him last night, and he said, he just cried his eyes out, and he said I was overprotective and that I never let him do anything or go anywhere.
That's what he's going to think, Mary. That's what he's going to think. And that's what kids think when parents actually keep the rope moving much more slowly than the kid wants. You're on the line. You call back. You'll be first up. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. I got to run. Walk with God. You got kids? Hold on to them tightly by the hand, if you can.
The Doctor Is In is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com. Building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com. Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
The Doctor Is In is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of Drs. Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Debbie Herbeck, the wife of Fire on the Earth host Peter Herbeck.
For the past 25 years, our family has been going to Drs. Kennedy and Marzoni, and we've been receiving quality dental care. And one of the things we love about going there, besides all the friendly faces, is that the dentists really do know us, and they're really there to serve the needs of our family.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. When Jesus says in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God," he is blessing those of us who are coherent and consistent and committed in our faith from the inside out. The commitment we have in our hearts is readily observable in our behavior. No duplicity